Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Merry Christmas. God has pitched his tent with you so that you may behold his grace. Today we rejoice, for the Word has become flesh so that the Word, he, God, can dwell among us. It's just the thing we need to hear today. The Word, that is, the eternal divine Son of God, has become flesh. He's taken on a human nature, flesh and blood, in the womb of Mary, and has been born in the flesh. That's why we celebrate today. But there's more to this verse. More reason to celebrate, which is revealed by a more precise translation of what we heard in John. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. Tented among us is more literal. In the incarnate Word, Jesus Christ, God, tents among us. He tabernacles among us. The tabernacle was a tent designed by God himself so that he would have a place to dwell among his people. That design was given to Moses shortly after the Exodus from Egypt. The tabernacle would serve for nearly 500 years before it was replaced by the temple, which had the exact same design, but was a permanent structure rather than a movable tent. And Jesus tabernacles among us. Everything that God promised about the tabernacle stands fulfilled in Jesus. He is the place where God dwells among his people. No more need for a tabernacle or a temple. Jesus is where it's at. And to say that is to say a lot. The tabernacle was a place of awe. It was apparent that God was present in the tabernacle, because there you beheld his glory. It was a cloud that rested in the innermost part of the tabernacle, the most holy place, the Holy of Holies. And while the most holy place was not entered by anyone other than the high priest, once a year, the glory of the Lord went out the top of the tent into the sky so that everyone could see it, no matter where they were situated. There it is. There is the dwelling of the Lord. There is the glory of God. It was an awe-inspiring sight, I'm sure. And now that same awe, that same glory, is bound up in Jesus. He is born and appears as any other child. There's nothing in his appearance to make him more glorious than any of us. Yet, you can still marvel at Jesus. In this man, the eternal God dwells. This child, lying in his mother's arms, is the one who created the whole universe. See Sarah Fay holding a little child. Could you imagine if Alexandria was God, and yet she lie in her mother's arms? What a thing to behold. Marvel at the majesty of that idea, that realization, that the God of this whole universe that created the whole thing stepped into his creation. And not as a mighty king just coming down out of heaven, but as a lowly child dependent upon his mother. Joseph. How great is your God that he can humble himself to be born of Mary, yet remain the source of all things? For the same reason that the tabernacle inspired awe, it also produced fear. The glory of the Lord that could be seen coming out of the tabernacle is the same glory that the people of Israel had seen on the top of Mount Sinai. When the Lord descended to speak to Moses, it looked as if the mountain was on fire. A boundary was set around the mountain so that no person or animal would step upon it and die. That inspires fear in the beholder. That same fear ought to be ours today as the word tabernacles among us. It's no small thing to be in the presence of God. The most holy place was the precise location of God's presence in the tabernacle. The one day a year when the high priest entered it, he did so only after specific sacrifices had been made to cleanse him, to prepare him to enter into God's presence, to walk in to the Holy of Holies. Outside of that protocol would mean his death. Sinners do not simply waltz into the presence of the Holy God. Or as Tolkien likes to say in The Lord of the Rings, through one of his characters, or many of them, one does not merely walk into Mordor. That has not changed. Don't be fooled by Christ's humility as he comes into the flesh as a baby. He is the Holy God. He is the creator of all things, of you. An honest assessment of my sin, of your sin, should leave us shuddering in fear when we think of approaching the one in whom we behold the glory of God. I cannot come before Christ. I am a sinner. I can't go there. Yet there is reason why the faithful of the Old Testament kept coming into the presence of God. The faithful of the new church era, the New Testament era, come into the presence of God. Yes, it is an awe-inspiring place as you behold the glory of the Lord. Yes, it is fearful to know you cannot hide your sin from God. He sees it even when you try to sweep it behind you. You cannot explain away or justify or say, but God, just this one time, this thing, you got to understand, this is what, no, you can't do that when you're in the presence of God. But you also have his word. The Lord commanded Moses and the people of Israel to construct the tabernacle. And he told them why they were to build it. He promised that it's where he would dwell among his people with grace, with mercy. God desires to dwell with his people. He wants to be among us. But he also knows that his people are sinners who cannot live to tell the tale if they behold his unfettered holiness. If you look straight into the glory of God, it will annihilate you. So, he puts on a mask, a tent, that he might truly be present with his people, and they would yet live. That, dear Christian, is grace. That is the tabernacle. God so desires to be with us that he establishes a system, a way to be right in our midst so that we would receive all the blessings of his glory and none of the curse of our sin. And all of that is bound up in Jesus, this child born of Mary. Is God dwelling among his people with grace? He will not be apart from you. So he puts on human flesh, a tent, a mask, to show you grace. So that you would always have the creator of this whole universe with you. Jesus paid the price on the cross. When his tabernacle, his tent, was torn to shreds, ripped, pierced, cut. And what happens while our Lord hangs on the cross? The curtain that divides the most holy place from God's people is ripped in two. And access to God is opened up. Now it is all grace for you. Now you come and you stand before your Lord, you kneel before your Lord, knowing you have the shield of Christ in front of you. The hour has come. Glorify your Son, John 17:1. At other times, Jesus says, it is not yet his time, John 2:4, for instance. His time is at the cross. That is the time of glory. Glory that abounds in grace. That is where he would like all of his people to be able to see his presence, just like that pillar of cloud that rose up from the tent. Now, no matter where you are in the world, you look to the cross. You look to the place of God's humility, his humbling of himself, his glory, and you see unending grace. You have just the place to dwell in the tabernacle, in Jesus. His presence, his glory, and his grace are no less available for you today than when he was lying in his mother's arms. That's how close Jesus is to you. He still wears a mask so that you can dwell with him. His glory was manifest to you in your baptism, a glory that remains with you to this day. His glory is ever present with you in Scripture as it is preached, as it is read. His glory is ever present with you in the Holy Supper as you feast on the Lord. Right there, he comes to you with the same body and the same blood that Mary held in her arms. The same body and blood that was crucified for your salvation. The same body and blood that rose from the dead. The same body and blood that will come again for you on the last day. The same body and blood in which you behold his glory. The glory of the one and only from the Father. Full of grace and truth. Jesus tabernacles with you right here, because here Christ is present among his people through his word, through his baptism, and through his supper. That means God is with you because of Christ. What have we been saying all these weeks, and what did we just say as we read the responsory at the end of our hymn of the day? God's own Son is born a child. God the Father is reconciled. To our King, God ever reigning, raise your hymns of homage high. Raise them high because there they found the wonder child in lowly swaddling cloths lying, yet all the world with his free grace supplying. Merry Christmas and amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.